You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Millennium Music Mission. We have the technology.
Yeah.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Yeah. You know?
Hit it with Flow Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
Hello?
What's up, Josie? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You sound like your mom, actually, a little bit.
Oh, thank you. I get that a lot.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So it's, of course, a pleasure to have an opportunity to talk to you. So right now, I'm speaking with Josie, and it's Pasantino.
Yes, hello.
Okay. And I just want you to tell the audience where they can find out exactly where you are online, the best places to find you online. You can give out any website.
Okay, well, I have a lot of websites because I have two radio shows that I do, and
yes.
I also recently created a new one for my music. So I'll give you the one for my music, JosiePasantino.com. It's just Josie and then Pasantino, PASSANTINO.com. And then also I have JosieShow.com, which is for my show, The Josie Show.
Man, so as everybody can already see, we are dealing with a pro. Now, there's some definite distinct things that make you beyond the average individual in the media industry, right? For one thing, I've heard that you are very young. How old are you?
I am 17 years old.
Now, do you consider that young?
I do. I just turned 17 in February, so I can't believe that I am 17. It goes by so fast. It's insane.
I understand that. Now, I also read that you started doing your radio show when you were 14. Is that correct?
Yes. And I just did it, you know, as a fun thing to do on Fridays, you know, to get out of trouble and, you know, spend time talking to people and making new friends. And so I did it with two people that I met online who had the same interest in me. And I gave it a shot, and the other two people that I did it with, they didn't want to do it anymore, so I went solo, and surprisingly, it still went really well, and I now 2 years, 3 years later, it's been going wonderful. I've been meeting such great people, such wonderful artists that have helped me now with my singing career and are still following me. So it helps. It's so amazing.
Great. Now, the basis of the interview is definitely to focus on the music aspect, because there's something new that they said that you were working on, a positive song. What's the name of the song?
Teenage Girl. It's going to be my debut single, and I just finished recording it, and it was such a blast. I've never been in a recording studio before, so I was like,
really?
In a candy store.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. It's a beautiful sight. All that equipment and that fancy, all those wires and buttons. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. So many buttons. I did not, I didn't touch anything, but I really wanted to. I was tempted. it was so, so much fun. I had a blast. There's pictures all over Facebook of me just having a ball. And
what's your Facebook page?
It's Facebook. If you type in Josie Pasantino, I think I should pop up. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, everything will pop up. You're pretty popular out there. You have a very strong fan base now. Like I said, the focus is definitely the music, but, you know, I wanted to just go back to this radio show real quick now. You won a couple of awards, I believe. Now, can you give me a quick elaboration on the awards that you won?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't win them. It was just nominated, is just amazing.
You've accomplished so much so fast, you know?
Oh, thank you. And it wasn't expected, so that's why I was just this 14-year-old girl that people nominated me for, and I'm nominated me for this podcast awards, and I'm like, really?
Okay.
I didn't expect to win or anything, you know, because I was so new to it, but I was with these, you know, big other radio shows, and so I was just happy to be nominated. And then I was recently nominated again for 2011 podcast awards, which
really,
really a surprise.
Well, congratulations. Now, they call you America's sweetheart, right?
Yes, my mentor, Malia McKinney, who is a wonderful songwriter, she calls me that, and people, it's been catching on, which is really, really exciting. I hope to think I'm a sweetheart. I'm very nice.
Yeah, you are very sweet. America's sweetheart is very appropriate. Very appropriate. Now, I'm kind of partial to Ohio, so I read also that the recording session was in Ohio.
Well, I've never been to Ohio, and I loved it. It was so much fun, you know, as a little getaway. I was there with my parents, and it was so, so much fun. Cincinnati we were in. And Malia McKinney, who showed me around, and it was so, so much fun. And recording in Ohio was just a blast. And basically, if you'd like, I could tell you a little bit about the song Teenage Girl.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear about the song.
Yes, people might, you know, not exactly know, because I'm not very open with it, because it's so new. But it's a motivational song, really, saying that it doesn't matter how old you are. If there is something that you really want to do, no matter what it is, you can go for it. And just don't let anything hold you back. And it was so, so much fun to record. And I'm looking forward to going back in the studio to record my album. That would be really
Yes. Now, I also read you have a title for that album. Can you give me that title?
Oh, yes. Life and love are tricky. It's explanatory.
Country album?
Yes, it's modern country. And it's really a fun album. It's going to be really, really fun. I've written 5 songs on it, and with the guidance of my mentor, Malia McKinney. And
yes,
they're really fun songs. Very, very fun songs. Everyone will enjoy it.
Malia McKinney, she's a Conscious Music Entertainment, is that correct?
Yes, she is just a beautiful, beautiful person. She's just so sweet and took me under her wing, and she works with just fabulous, amazing people, and she's so talented herself. So it was so much fun getting to work with her again. I think of her as my family. I love her.
Definitely. The music was produced by Conscious Music Entertainment as well?
Yes, yes, and which I love, because I'm all about positive lyrics, and Conscious Music Entertainment is about positive lyrics, and that is what people can expect with my songs. It's all positive, no, you know, cussing or anything
right.
Like that. It's very, very, very much my age.
Why do you think that's important?
Oh, well, it's appropriate because, you know, nowadays there's a lot of, you know, songs that have violence and cussing in them and
yes,
all this other stuff, and it's great to have a positive image for, you know, younger audience. And I have a lot of younger fans, and so I want to make them proud. I don't want to put out anything that'll, you know, cause any problems or grief.
Definitely. I can understand that. Now this is a little, maybe, I guess I wouldn't say off subject, but did you plan to go to college at all?
Absolutely, I do, and I would love to go, you know, into broadcasting, you know, college for that. And currently, I'm a junior, and it's because of my schedule. I do a remote learning program right now.
Yes.
So I can still be in school no matter where I am, you know. And
that's cool.
And I'm working towards early graduation. So.
Oh, I can see that, definitely.
Yes. Yes. And I've been having fun. School is very important to me, so that's my top priority.
Now, your shows, are your shows live, your radio shows?
Yeah, well, the Josie Show is live, and it airs every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone every week. And we just have everyone that comes on the show. We have singers, songwriters, every genre, because I mean, my album is modern country, but I love everything. I think it's very important to love everything. Spread your horizons. And we have actors, actresses, athletes. Just, it doesn't even matter. Anybody who wants to promote their work. And that's live. But then also Josie's Hard Country, that also is live. And, you know, so yeah, that one also. And it's on the Southern Star Network, Josie's Hard Country. And you can see that at www.thesouthernstar.org. And that airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. So,
cool.
Yeah, two shows there for everyone to enjoy.
You've got a lot of things for individuals to take part in. Your shows are very popular. You have some very solid guests on there. And your website's awesome. It's got a lot of things going on.
Thank you.
I bet your parents are pretty proud. How do they feel about your success and your growth as a person?
They absolutely are just enjoying everything that I'm doing. My mom is my momager, I like to call her.
She's momager.
My mom. Yeah, she's my momager.
That's a good one.
She's my manager. She produces my shows, and she just has a huge. Being a teenager, she really likes to make sure she knows everything that I'm doing. And
oh yeah,
you know
she
what
does
I mean?
A good job. She had me intimidated
yes.
a little bit.
I
had to show some respect,
so,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right now, she's just loving that. She's smiling. so she has a huge hand. My dad actually has a regular job. He does UPS, and so he's not really into. He doesn't really, know a lot about the entertainment business. But he's so supportive, and he's very excited about my single too to come
that's
out.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So, I got a bunch of information from you, and the audience can definitely get a taste of the professional that I'm speaking here with. This is like a phenom. It's kind of like a natural in the NBA, a high school athlete that before they get to the pros, just skip college, go straight to the pros, you know. But I just want the audience to definitely remember the name Josie Pasquantino. You can check her out all over the internet. Of course, josieshow.com. That's for sure. You can find her there, right?
Oh yes, that's the place to go.
All right, now if you'd like to say, you can throw out any other. I don't know, ventures you have or websites or anything that you would like to say. You can throw shout outs to people if you'd like. You can do whatever you want to do at this point. It's up to you.
Awesome. Yes, there's just so many people that have been on the ride with me, and I want to. I want to, of course, my parents.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, check us out, www.maxi.com. It's Pro Flow Radio.